stable boys cry.
Said someone, come quick, the horses got loose, got grass sick. They'll founder, faint, they'll die.
What is now known by the sorrel and the roan, by the chestnut and the bay and the gelding gray, it is stay by the gate that you are given, and remain in your place for your season, and had the overfit it but listen to the high fence for sense wisdom. Did you hear that bear said monkey will get out of here fair and square? They left the gate open wide. So my bride, here is my hand, where is your paw? Try and understand my plan, Ursula. My heart is a furnace, full of love that's just an earnest. Now you know that we must unlearn this allegiance to a life of service, and no longer answer to that heartless haymonger, nor be his accomplice. The Sheraton with art is hardest thing, but Ursula, we've got to eat something, and earn now while still within the borders of the land that men has girded, all double bolted and tight fisted, until we reach the open country, steeped in milk and honey. Will you keep your fancy clothes on for me? Can you bear a little longer to wear that leash, my love? I swear by the air I breathe, sooner or later you'll bare your teeth. But for now, just dance, darling. Come on, will you dance, my darling? Darling, there's a place for us. Can we go before I turn to dust? Oh, my darling, there's a place for us. Oh, darling, come on, will you dance, my darling? Oh, the hills are groaning with excess, like a table ceaselessly being said. Oh, my darling, we will get there yet. They troop past the guards, past the coops and the fields and the farmyards, all night till finally the space they gain grew much farther, and the stone not bare through to mark where they'd stop for tea. But walk a little faster and don't look backwards. Your feast is to the east, which lies a little past the pasture, and the blackbirds hear tea whistling and rise and clap, and their applause calls the kettle black, and we can't have none of that. Move along, bear, there, there, that's that. Though cast in plaster, our Ursula's heart beat faster than monkeys ever will. But still, they had got to pay the bills, hadn't they? That is what the monkey'd say. So, with the courage of a clown or a cur or a kite jerking tight at its tether, in her dun brown gown of fur and a jerking of swan's down in leather, there would sway on her hind legs, the organ would grind dregs of song for the pleasure of the children who'd shriek, throwing coins at her feet and recoiling in terror. Sing, dance, darling. afraid of spelunking down in those caves. Oh, so afraid what the village people would say if they saw the bear in that state. Yowling and splashing obscenely, well, it seemed irrational, really washing that face. Washing that matted and flea-bit pelt and some sea spit, shine old kelp dripping with brine. The monkey just laughed and he muttered, when she comes back, Ursula will be bursting with pride. Till I jump up saying you've been rolling in muck, saying you smell of garbage and grime. The far out, far out, by now. Garters. Then the outside arms of the bear fell off as easy as if sloth from boiled tomatoes. Lord, in a genteel curtsy, bear shed the mantle of her deluvian shoulders. And with a sigh, she allowed the burden of belly to drop like an apron full of boulders. If you could hold up a threadbare coat to the light where its worn trains loosened in places, you'd see spots where almost every night of the year bear'd been mending, suspending that baseness. Now a coat drags through the water, bagging with a life's worth of hanging through limitless minnows. In the magnetic embrace, balletic and glacial, a bear's insatiable shadow. Left there.